What many of us have long suspected, our guest today has now documented. It is that the Israeli government created a task force to plan and carry out a covert campaign to disrupt and punish pro-Palestinian protesters on the college and university campuses of the United States. And the plan is in full operation. It was first reported in the Israeli website Yonet News, one of the largest and most respected media outlets in Israel. So far, the Western media has largely ignored this shocking news. The task force is chaired by Foreign Minister Eli Cohen and led by various senior governmental officials. The task force has been in operation for some years and has already achieved some success in its efforts to stifle, to shut down protest and speech on behalf of the Palestinian cause in the current Israeli-Palestinian war. To help us provide much more information about this covert Israeli task force, we're very fortunate to have as our guest today a university professor and scholar at the University of California at Santa Barbara, who has himself, I should mention, been attacked over his anti-Israeli and pro-Palestinian writings and classroom lectures. He is Professor William Robinson. Now, Professor Robinson is the Distinguished Professor of Sociology and Global and International Affairs and Latin American and Iberian Studies. He is also a member of the affiliated faculty, Chicana and Chicano Studies, all of this at the University of California at Santa Barbara. Professor Robinson's most recent books are The Global Police State, the book Global Civil War, and the book Can Global Capitalism Endure? And in 2017, he and Miriam Griffin together published, and I quote, "We Will Not Be Silenced, The Academic Repression of Israel's Critics." And it was his own recent article on today's topic in truthout.org that inspired us to invite him to be our guest today. Professor William Robinson, a warm, warm welcome to Law and Disorder.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for the vital work that the National Lawyers Guild is doing.
Oh, thank you for that, William. Well, Professor Robinson, what in your own experience, or otherwise, inspired you to investigate and write about this secret covert Israeli task force, which has been operating now here in the United States for some time, and it does so with the express purpose of silencing, disrupting, and punishing faculty, students, and others who speak out and protest on the U.S. campuses and elsewhere about Israel's genocidal war in Palestine. What got you into this?
Yes. Well, of course, the largest story here is this incredible, incredible crackdown on academic freedom and free speech on and off U.S. campuses. And the goal right now is to criminalize solidarity with Palestine. But as you pointed out, this isn't new. This has been going back for years. But what's new now is the incredible escalation and also this specific task force, which has been formed at the highest levels of the Israeli state. But I became involved in Palestine solidarity in 2009. I've known since I was a teenager about the oppression of the Palestinians. But in 2009, Israel carried out Operation Calf-Lead, which was one of the earlier massacres in Gaza. Thousands were killed and injured. I denounced that on my campus, and the administration and the Zionists on and off campus came after me in a big way. They tried to get me fired from the University of California. The campaign lasted 6 months. Jim, I know you remember this because you and the National Lawyers Guild supported me. So, of course, did my students, the faculty. There was really an international campaign to have these charges dropped against me, and you and National Lawyers Guild was part of that. So thank you again for that. But what happened back then, I denounced this massacre, and for 6 months I was subject to this repression. But it reached a point where the Anti-Defamation League, which is one of the major organizations in the Israel lobby, at the time its head was Abraham Foxman, who was friend of the president for 40 years that he was president. He used to brag that he was a proud agent of Mossad, which is the Israeli CIA. He made a special trip from Washington, D.C. to Santa Barbara, California, where my campus is, to call for a meeting with the chancellor, with the deans, and with anti-Zionist faculty. That meeting took place, and he demanded at the meeting that I be fired from the university. So I had to face these charges for 6 months. Eventually, they were dismissed because of the massive support I received. But here's the key point. This is really a case study in what happened to many, many other people. It's not particularly unique what happened to me in 2009. The Israel lobby targets, makes these high-profile cases in which they target individuals and do pull no plugs and going after them. So that's what brought me to this issue since 2009.
Professor, you write that the action plans of this covert Israeli task force are, what you say, multifaceted, and that the first plank or facet of the plan is called, quote, the consciousness axis. How does this operate, and has it been effective?
Yeah, so this plan was drawn up by at the highest levels of the Israeli government, and is being supervised by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Diaspora Affairs, and of course the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, is in on it. And there are four what they call axes. So the first four of these axes is what you just referred to. It apparently is the principal one. It's called consciousness axis. And let me read directly from it because it is shocking. It calls for this axis. Calls for, and now this is a direct quote, personal, economic, and employment repercussions for the distributors of anti-Semitism. Every time you hear that word anti-Semitism, what they really mean to say is pro-Palestinian and anti-genocide. So it calls for personal, economic, and employment repercussions for the distributors of anti-Semitism. The plan will inflict economic and employment consequences on anti-Semitic students and compel universities to distance them from their campuses. This plan should specifically not have the signature of the State of Israel on it. Again, that is a direct quote. So the highest levels of the State of Israel is saying that we're going to make our involvement covert. It goes on to say, we will name and shame by publishing the names of those generating anti-Semitism on campuses, both students and faculty, and impacting the employment of those identified as the perpetrators of anti-Semitism. Those targeted will struggle to find employment in the U.S. and will pay a significant economic price for their conduct. Now, I'm going to comment on this for just a minute, but let me finish this quote, because all of this is a direct quote from this plan from the Israeli government. The foreign ministry and Israeli representatives in the U.S. are in contact with professional unions to recruit them to act against anti-Semitism and exert pressure on university heads. If a university knows that the chances of its students finding employment have decreased, the university administration will act against those anti-Semitic students to avoid harming the university's ranking. So this is the first plank in these four, as they describe it, axes. And of course, the objective here is to create a general atmosphere on and off campuses of fear, of reprisals, of sanctions, students not being able to find employment, professors not getting tenure, or people that could be hired as professors not even being hired. The idea is to create, to silence all dissent of Israeli genocide and of U.S. And corporate sponsorship. And in fact, the idea is to make the sanctions so severe that people self-censorship. And there was a recent poll indicating that on campuses in the United States, scholars, academics, 80% say they are self-censoring because they fear reprisals. So this is a massive plan to criminalize Palestine solidarity.